San Francisco is looking for a new police chief, but finding the right one is complicated. Activists, politicians, and police union members all have opinions. And the last chief, Greg Suhr, resigned under pressure after citizen activists protested several officer-involved shootings. Officials want a replacement who can help restore public trust. But the same people who helped force Chief Suhr's resignation are wondering, will their voices still matter? Or will the police union have the last word? KLW's justice reporter Holly J. McDeed has the story.
Inside St. Mary's Cathedral in San Francisco's Western Addition, around 50 people are gathered to tell the city's police commissioners what qualities they want in their next police chief. Police Commission President Susie Loftus stands in front of one group, arranged in a circle around her. People raise their hands, and like a teacher, she calls on them for answers.
Other qualities? Yes, ma'am.
One that doesn't judge you off your appearance?
Yes. No.
This is just one of five meetings held around the city to help the police commission sort through the 61 candidates that applied for the job. The commission will forward the names of up to three finalists to the mayor, who has the final say. As people shout out characteristics they think are important, the room turns into a cacophony of ideas and voices.
African-American woman.
They said a law degree?
The military, or an ex-military person.
Diverse experience is very important.
Others don't just want a new police chief. They want a new police department, or at least a completely new search process.
There are many of us, and there's many of news articles that have spoken to the fact that a lot of us believe that this is basically a sham.
David Carlos Salivari is here with the group San Franciscans for Police Accountability. The facilitator asks him to focus on what qualities he does want to see in a chief, not what he doesn't want.
Can I say what I'd like to say, please?
Another activist, Jackie Barshak, shouts at the facilitator to let him speak.
Don't censor him!
Commissioner Thomas Mazzucco calls for order.
Excuse me. Everybody calm down. I want you to stop you for a second. How would you feel if an officer spoke to you the way you just spoke to her?
Salivari thinks the search is rigged in favor of Acting Chief Tony Chaplin, a veteran in the department who has the endorsement of the city's police union.
Tony Chaplin already has the blessing of the POA. He already has the blessing of the mayor.
I'd be very surprised if I followed what people told me to do.
The POA is the San Francisco Police Officers Association, as in the city's police union. Tim Redmond, editor and founder of the magazine 48 Hills, has been watching police chiefs rise and fall for decades now. He says the public can shout all they want, but the police union is the voice that really matters. The union says they want an insider, a cop's cop, who has risen through the ranks. And almost every time, that's exactly what they get.
With only two exceptions in the last half century, police chiefs in San Francisco have been chosen from within the department. They've been promoted from within. And one could certainly argue, and I have argued, that that is one of the reasons that we have this climate of trouble in the police department.
The police union has pulled out the big bucks for past political campaigns. And if the mayor were to ignore the group that represents over 2,000 police officers, he could face financial and political consequences. And 4 out of 7 of the police commissioners are appointed by the mayor. So what he wants matters.
Commissioners who defy the mayor's will end up losing their jobs on commissions. That's just how it is.
But things are different now. Black Lives Matter didn't exist back in 2011. That year, the commissioners brought in an insider so inside the union called him their native son, former Chief Greg Suhr. Without police accountability groups, like the Frisco Five hunger strikers, demanding his resignation, Suhr might still be in charge.
And it was the thousands and thousands of people in the streets following the mayor everywhere, demanding that he fire the chief. It was the, you know, lack of community faith in this department after the shootings of a number, one after the other, of unarmed young people of color getting shot by the San Francisco Police Department.
You could have a new chief, a former chief, or any kind of chief in that chair, But if things don't, if the policies that govern the department don't change, then it doesn't matter. So for me, that's always been the most important thing.
Police Commission member Joseph Marshall says he wants what the community wants, a chief who can help reform the department. But some activists, like members of San Franciscans for Police Accountability, want proof and have demanded to see the names of the final three candidates to peek inside the brains of the commissioners to see if the process has been rigged.
Yeah, nobody's rigged anything.
But is there a way to prove that somehow? People have been
no. How can I prove it? What proof do you folks want? It wasn't rigged. I'm telling you, it's not rigged. I just told you where to go. So I mean, I don't know what proof.
Marshall says he wants to make his decision in a quiet room, away from all the voices. The voices of the union, the political powerhouses.
I don't want it to turn to be a popularity contest. I don't want it to be a political thing. I don't want to tell anybody. I mean, it wouldn't happen to me because nobody's going to call me and lobby for anybody because I'm not into that. Okay, don't call me and lobby for anybody because that's not above board. I don't want to be outside pressured. I don't want a special interest. And I personally don't think that would be good for the mayor either.
And when he picks the final three candidates, the commission will forward to the mayor. He wants to be away from the voices of the community, too.
Look, we've had commission meetings that have been shut down because people say they want to be involved in this, they want to be involved. What's the real community, the fake community, this community, that community? We represent this, they represent, no. Everybody's got an opinion about everything. Let's put it in the hands of the commission. For me, put it that, and I don't want that filtering into that room.
But some of those voices are harder to filter out than others. Chinatown political powerhouse Rose Pack has thrown her weight behind San Francisco Deputy Chief Garrett Tom. Officers for Justice, an organization representing African American and other non-white officers, sent a list of suggestions to the police commission. It included insiders like Tony Chaplin and big-name reformers from the outside, like former Philadelphia Chief Charles Ramsey. And police union president Martin Halloran is featured in a new radio ad.
While the Police Officers Association was disappointed in the politically forced retirement of Chief Greg Suhr, we were encouraged by the hiring of Interim Chief Tony Chaplin. The residents of our city deserve a leader of the SFPD who has talked the talk and walked the walk. Chief Tony Chaplin is the right leader at the right time.
Back at the meeting room, community members are trying to get their voices into the mix. Commissioner Thomas Mizuko swears he's listening.
You will play a role in our decision, I promise you. I give you my promise, my word.
You will trust us. We will be in
And in return, community activists promise the commissioners that they aren't going away either. With that, the meeting is over. The application period has closed. In the next few months, the commissioners will forward three names to the mayor. There's no firm timeline, but a new chief could be in place by January 2017. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.